This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lexington, Nebraska, the site of the C-111 sub-district final as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Southern Valley. This one of the premier matchups in the class, in Class C-1, because you have two rated teams here. According to the Omaha World Herald, Kearney Catholic is the third rated team in the state, and Southern Valley comes in at number 9. But when you take a look at the wild card standing, Kearney Catholic does trail Southern Valley. Southern Valley is the number one seed here in the C-111. Kearney Catholic, the number two seed. The Stars were able to get past Minden comfortably, 40-22 in their semifinal, if you will, to advance. And Southern Valley had no problem at all against Cozad two nights ago. So this kind of came down the way people thought, Southern Valley and Kearney Catholic. You take a look at their records. Obviously, these are two very, very good teams. As Southern Valley comes in, they've only lost a couple of games on the year. Kearney Catholic has a 20-game winning streak. They are 21-1, and Southern Valley 19-2 on the year. Early in the season, they were able to defeat Minden by 47-45. Of course, Kearney Catholic had a comfortable win the other night against Minden. They won that one 40-22, as we mentioned. So if you compare the common opponents, and there's only two of them, the advantage would go to Kearney Catholic. As we mentioned there, Kearney Catholic won a little bit bigger over Minden. And also, the other common opponent, Kearney Catholic, with a win over St. Cecilia at midseason, they won that one 59-50, whereas Southern Valley, one of their two losses, did come to the Blue Hawkettes in a final of 75-37, a game that really people kind of consider to be somewhat of an anomaly. But you know what? We don't have to compare records here. In just a little bit, we're going to tip things off between two teams rated in the top 9, according to the Omaha World Herald. They're rated in the top 7, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. So it's just about time to put all the talking aside and throw up the ball and get to business. And the winner of this game obviously will make it into the district final. And for Kearney Catholic, well, if they don't win this, their fate very much is outside of their hands, because they may not make it as one of the two wild cards. They are not very comfortable at all, as they are fourth in the wild card standings in the state. Southern Valley is third. And again, in a couple of those districts, like the Crofton and Bishop Newman district, only one of those two teams is going to come out of there. So the wild cards could very well come out of that other district on that other side. So Kearney Catholic does not feel very optimistic that they'd be able to make it into the playoffs if they don't take care of business on the court. So certainly that's the plan here tonight. And well, Coach Petrie, pretty comfortable on the bench, feels pretty confident, but obviously a pretty good darn basketball team they're going up against here at Southern Valley, 19-2 on the year, rated number 9 in the state, taking on the third-ranked Stars. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the starters for the Stars and for the Southern Valley Eagles. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Here are just a few of the red-hot deals waiting for you at Killian Motors of Kearney. Let's start off with a 2008 Buick Lucerne. It's burgundy, only 17,000 miles, just $18,900. That's real luxury at a real good price. If that doesn't trip your trigger, how about a 2002 or 2003 Buick Park Avenue, starting at an incredibly low price of $6,900. Find these hot deals and many more today and every day at Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You'll recognize this name, Eagle Crest. Forget it. Forget that name. It's now Chief Custom Homes, and Chief Custom Homes needs to close out the final two new Bonavilla homes on what used to be the Eagle Crest lot, and we mean closeout, at closeout prices. One home is 1,740 square feet. Take off $8,000. The other is 2,043 square feet. Take off $20,000. First come, first serve. Closing out the homes on what was Eagle Crest, now Chief Custom Homes, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis. Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
And welcome back here to Lexington. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Kearney Catholic. They will be the visitors on the scoreboard, and their starting lineup looks like this. Michaela Nessel, a 5'6 senior, excuse me, a 5'6 freshman. She's averaging 3 points, 2 rebounds a game. Lindsay Connolly, 5'8 and a senior, averaging almost 8 points a game, 4 rebounds a game as well. Kayla James, the junior, she's 5'6". She's averaging 4 points and 2.5 rebounds a contest. Becky Squires, the senior, she's 5'11". She's averaging 9.5 points, 7.5 rebounds a game. And the big gun for Kearney Catholic will be Katie Sokolowski. She's a 6'1 senior. She's averaging 21.3 points and 9.5 rebounds per ball game. Loud crowd here for the home standing, at least a home on the scoreboard, Southern Valley Eagles, as they certainly have an advantage in terms of the size of the crowd. And let's give you the starters here for Southern Valley. It looks like this. Amy Bowers, she is a 5'3 senior. She's averaging about 4 points a ball game. Paige Quinn will make the start as well. She is 5'5 and a junior, and Quinn is averaging 9 points per ball game. We're going to finish the starters right after this.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Lexington High School. The national anthem just concluding. Let's conclude our starting lineup for Southern Valley. We'll just start from scratch. Amy Bowers is a 5'3 senior. She's averaging 4 points a game. Paige Quinn, 5'5 and a junior. She's averaging right at 9 points a contest. Jessica Murdoch, the big gun here for the Eagles, she's averaging 18.6 points and about 9 rebounds a ball game. And also making the start will be Alyssa Brooks. She's 5'10 and a sophomore. She's averaging 7.75 points and about 7.5 rebounds per ball game. And I'll tell you, a lot of energy here coming from the Southern Valley side of the court, as they have probably about three times as many fans as the Kearney Catholic fans. We're sitting on the Southern Valley side, so a lot of energy here for Southern Valley. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solutions is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. And again, a lot of energy. And again, I think most of it's coming from the folks wearing purple, as they are primed. They feel that they have not been respected. 19-2 on the year. Obviously, a pretty darn good basketball team. And there's been a lot of talk that, you know, they won't be able to play with Kearney Catholic. And right now, people wearing purple are just basically saying to that, blah, 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 it's time to get going. And they want to prove themselves here against Kearney Catholic. So, again, Murdoch going to be a big factor here in the game, but they've got some girls on the outside that can fill it up as well. And Kearney Catholic already kind of spreading the floor on the jump. As doing the jumping here will be Sokolowski, and Sokolowski gets the tip to Mestel. Mestel quickly up to James on the right side around the perimeter, as the Eagles right now going with a little zone here, a 2-3 zone for the Eagles. Pass right side for Mestel. She'll skip it out. Here's Sokolowski squaring up for three. Back of the iron and no good. And the rebound out to Southern Valley. As they get the ball up court very quickly, and in a big hurry to bring it up here is Bowers. Bowers will kick it off here on the left wing, getting it out here for Paige Quinn. And Quinn and Bowers playing a little catch with it. Now they'll get Murdoch involved with it on the right side. Pass on the baseline. Floater up. No good by Bowers. Rebounded out to Sokolowski. And here come the Stars on the run. They'll slow it down a little bit. Kick it to Connolly on that right wing. Enter it inside for Squires. Squires is able to push the ball ahead to James. And James will take it along the baseline and get the ball right back out. They kick it back out to James. James is not going to score as she walked with it. A turnover against Kearney Catholic. So a slow start offensively here for the Stars. And, again, a big part of that is pretty good Southern Valley defense. So in the offensive zone come the Eagles. A little bit of pressure on as Murdoch brings it up. She'll kick it off on the left side for Bowers. Bowers will enter it down low for Brooks. And Alyssa Brooks' jumper is no good. And the rebound comes out here to Sokolowski. Sokolowski, a couple of rebounds here in the early stages, and she brings it in the offensive zone here for the Stars. No score here, only 90 seconds into the game, and they enter it inside for Squires. Squires will drive high off glass. She's got the first 2 points of the ball game. Nice entry pass inside by Sokolowski. Give her the assist and the bucket. Up ahead is Bowers. Bowers going to drive and a little walk there on that baseline by Brooks. So turnover against Southern Valley. Head coach for the Stars, Rick Petrie, and the head coach for Southern Valley, Mike Lanham. Neither one strangers to championship caliber ball. Lanham has won over 400 games at Oxford and Southern Valley after the consolidation. Mestel helps kick it off on the left side, driving to Sokolowski. Sokolowski baseline shot, no good, but she's going to head to the line. She drove in, got hacked on the arm. That one's probably one of the easier calls you're going to see here tonight. As the foul is whistled on Brooks. That's going to be her first, team's first. And to the free throw line will be the senior, leading scorer for the Stars, Sokolowski, and her free throw is no good. Sokolowski on the season, about a 76% free throw shooter. Her second shot here is perfect. So her first point of the game, and it's a 3-0 start here for Kearney Catholic. And in the offensive zone comes Southern Valley. Bowers, bounce pass off the fingertips of her teammate and out of bounds. Murdoch couldn't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. And now the Stars will bring it in the offensive zone. They lead it 3-0. They kick right side for Connolly. Sokolowski's posting up at the elbow, and they'll just get the ball out here for Squires. No pressure put on the ball there. They give it to James on that left side. James watches everybody cycle through. They give it to Mestel. She'll shoot a three top of the key, and the freshman hits it. But Kayla Mestel gives it a 6-0 edge here for Kearney Catholic, and the Stars trying to put some pressure on. Bounce pass to Paige Quinn. She gets it up ahead to Murdoch. Murdoch, pass right side to Sad. Her jumper is up. Back the iron, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Sokolowski. Sokolowski snags the mound, and quickly come the Stars in the offensive zone. Dribbling on that left side is going to be Connolly. He gives it back to Squires. Top of the circle here, Sokolowski. She spins in the lane. She lost the ball, and that'll be another Kearney Catholic turnover. On the run is Alyssa Brooks. She'll dump it up ahead. A little ball fake here by Sad. Her shot, no, she lost it on the way up, and I think they're going to call Southern Valley out of bounds. Yes, they are. And we got a timeout here for Southern Valley. Mike Lanham's seen enough. Timeout. It's 6-0. Kearney Catholic. They'll inbound it with 4:53 to go here in the first quarter when we come back.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Well, Kearney Catholic, not a bad start here. They lead at 6-0 in the early stages. And offensively, they really haven't looked that impressive, but they have played pretty good defense. And that's something they hung their hat on the other night against Mendon. Stars inbounded. They lead at 6-0 here at the 450 mark. Pass on the right side to Kayla James. They're looking inside to Sokolowski. They'll get it top of the circle for Squires, who gives it off left side, and it goes through the hand of Lindsay Connolly and out of bounds. Just took her eyes off of it as the ball was being passed in, and it's a turnover. Third against Kearney Catholic here in the early stages. They put pressure on the ball, but Murdoch has it, has her dribble, gives it to Bowers. Bowers across the timeline, pressure by Mestel. Mestel knocked the ball loose, but Bowers still has it, still has her dribble. Double team over there. Bowers pass, it's stolen away by Connolly. Connolly makes the steal off the double team, lays it up and in. Like a snake in the weeds, Lindsay Connolly came in there. The double team with Mestel and James set things up, and they lost track of Connolly. So Bowers in the offensive zone after the turnover has a dribble. There's going to be a reach on Mestel. That'll be her first. First team foul on Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, who lead it 8-0 here with 4:06 to go. First substitution of the game for either team is Hannah Huseman. She's going to come in for Mestel. She did a nice job defensively the other night as well. Bowers in the offensive zone gets the pass, almost stolen by James, but it's picked up over there. Now a tough jumper by Murdoch. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and the referee closest to it was screened by the players, asked for a little help, and it will be Eagle ball. Paige Quinn's going to inbound on her own baseline here for the Eagles. Tosses it in for Jessica Murdoch. Off of the set inbounds play, they set it to Quinn. Her three is no good. Rebound tipped out to Connolly. Connolly dribbles through traffic. A three-on-two here for Kearney Catholic. Driving up is going to be Connolly. Tough layup. It's no good. Rebound's taken out of there by Paige Quinn, and Quinn is shut down a little bit, so they'll have to set up their half-court offense. Been a tough shot there by Connolly. Connolly almost makes a steal on the pass, but it is in the hands of Sad. Sad will give it off right wing here for Bowers. Bowers enters it in the lane for Murdoch. Her turnaround jumper is no good, and the rebound to Kayla James. One and done here for Southern Valley, who are still looking for their first points of the ball game. Directing traffic going to be Connolly. Off of the screen, there's Sokolowski. She'll fire the three, and she hits the three. So Katie Sokolowski now with 4 points in the quarter and 11-0 start to the game and a turnover. Connolly comes up with it in the lane. Shot no good. Huseman, rebound, and she'll get the bucket. Nice team defense there, and Hannah Huseman with a rebound at bucket after she helped force the steal. Here's Quinn. Pass on the right side. Power. She's across the timeline. They've got numbers. Dish in the corner. They're sad. Jumper, no good. Rebound. Sokolowski, your fourth of the game. Pass up ahead is stolen. Southern Doubt has it. Shot is up and good for Bowers. Off the steal, finally, Southern Valley gets something good to happen. They float up about a 16-foot jumper on the right side in their first points of the game. It's 13-2 here as Sokolowski enters it in for Squires. Squires to Connolly. Bad pass, and it's taken away. Murdoch comes up with a loose ball. Fourth turnover against Kearney Catholic. Pass here, stolen away. Southern Valley has it taken away by Sokolowski. She's going to drive, and that's going to be a charge. Nice defensive play. And underneath, stepping up and collecting the charge was Alyssa Brooks. And she just sat down there and just drew the charge. She beat her to the spot, and she was not moving when contact was made. So the foul on Sokolowski will be her first. And you can kind of tell from the Southern Valley fans, they know that getting Sokolowski in foul trouble would be very helpful in keeping their season alive here. Bowers gets the inbounds, slips through it, takes it all the way up, dumps it off right side. Brooks had trouble handling the ball. They get it to Quinn. Quinn, top of the circle, hands for Bowers. Bowers gives it off right side for Quinn. By the way, Sarah East checked in moments ago. Entry pass on the right side here for Maddie Sad. And her pass is going to go in the backcourt. That's going to be over and back on the Eagles. That'll be their fourth turnover in the first about 6.5 minutes here. We got a minute 37 to go in the first quarter, and Messel's going to check back into the game. Rachel Owen will inbound it. She's checking in. Hannah Houston's coming out. So you got both Sokolowskis out there right now. Sarah Lees, Michaela Messel, and Rachel Owen. Pass right side for Katie Sokolowski. Bailey was posting up. They give it to Lees, top of the circle. Now here with it is Owen. Owen looking in the lane. Gives it off right side for Bailey Sokolowski. Bailey for Messel. Out to Lees. Lees on the right side. Her three is good. Third star to hit a three-pointer tonight is Sarah Lees. As Kearney Catholic, I haven't been 3 out of 4 from behind the arc. With the dribble is going to be Bowers. Bowers pass on the left side. Murdoch. And Murdoch fouled at the elbow before she can get anything going offensively. And that'll be a block whistled on Sarah Lees. These 3 points and now one foul. Third team foul here on Kearney Catholic, who lead it 16-2. Off of the screen, top of the circle with the dribble is Paige Quinn. She'll enter it left side. That's Bowers. She'll fire a three. No good. As the rebound is tipped out. Driving here is Murdoch. Murdoch shot, no good. Rebounded by Mestel, and Mestel walked with it in traffic. They got the rebound, but then turned it over. Good pressure put on the ball by Maddie Sad. And the Eagles will inbound underneath their own basket here. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. 16-2 Stars. Inbounds, gets the ball in the hands of Maddie Sad. Sad, double-teamed, throws it between a couple of Eagles, and picking up the ball is going to be Bowers. Bowers has her pass tip. Owens can't come up with it. With it is going to be Murdoch. Murdoch right to the lane. Air ball from 15 feet away is pulled out of there by Sokolowski. And Sokolowski kicks it up ahead here. Now she'll try a trail three, and it is no good. But rebounded underneath is Messel. Messel misses the shot, and then there's a foul as she gets another rebound. She was all by herself. It was a layup drill where you get the ball right underneath the basket, and Messel was hit as she put up the shot by Maddie Sad. So here comes a couple of free throws coming up here from Messel. The first one is good. Messel on the season is about a 40% free throw shooter, 10 of 25 coming into the game. But she improves her percentage there by hitting the free throw. Second free throw rolls around and is good. Messel with 5 in the game. And an 18-2 lead here for Kearney Catholic with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Dribbling, Paige Quinn. Quinn picks up her dribble. Left wing, they'll get the ball out here for Brooks. Brooks, 6 seconds left, gives it out to Quinn. Quinn, well behind the three-point arc, picks up her dribble, gives it to Brooks. Brooks for three, the buzzer from 30 feet away, and it is no good. Draws iron, But Southern Valley only 2 points in the quarter. At the end of one quarter, Kearney Catholic 18, Southern Valley 2. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
And welcome back here to Lexington High School as Kearney Catholic right now in control 18-2 over Southern Valley. Wow, Amy Bowers, the offensive inbound. She gets the ball in the hands of Quinn. The ball is knocked loose by Lindsay Connolly on that far side, and it goes out of bounds. For the Stars, out there now is both Sokolowskis, Connolly, Spires, and Kayla James. Pass on the right side to Paige Quinn. Quinn will give it off on the left wing. With it is Brooks. Brooks throws left side for Bowers. Bowers looking to enter it in off the screen. Here's Murdoch from 15 feet away. Her first 2 points of the night. She hits it from the elbow, and Southern Valley has reason to cheer. Lindsay Connolly brings it in the offensive zone here for Kearney Catholic. They'll give it to James. Back to Connolly, who enters it inside Sokolowski, and that's going to be the sixth turnover against Kearney Catholic as they overthrew Sokolowski. Murdoch with the drive. Top layup. Up and good. Southern Valley, four quick points here, and that makes it 18-6. So, slowing it down a little bit will be the Stars. They kick left side. Looking for it is Connolly. She'll give it to Sokolowski. Sokolowski's going to drive. Has the ball knocked away. Gives it back out to Bailey Sokolowski. Bailey Sokolowski for Katie. Back inside. Now they give it to Katie. Katie jumper, no good. Rebound taken out by Brooks. And Southern Valley facing a little pressure here, tries to get it in the offensive zone. James will pressure Bowers, who brings it across. Brooks got the rebound, gave it out to Bowers, and Bowers all the way down to the baseline, picks up the dribble, bounce pass, it's a double bounce, and it gets in the hands of Maddie Sad. Right wing to Murdoch. She'll fire the three, can't touch it, but net. Jessica Murdoch, seven straight points here to start the second quarter. And the lead now is down to nine. It's 18-9, and we've got a reach on the Eagles. That's going to be on Paige Quinn. That'll be her first. Team's third here. Southern Valley makes their first substitution of the night. Mackenzie Nielsen's going to come in. For the Stars, Messel's going to check back in for Bailey Sokolowski. So it is the starters out there right now for Kearney Catholic as they inbound it to Messel. Messel will give it up on the right side for Kayla James. James, top of the circle, now left wing, they get it to Connolly. Connolly facing a little man-to-man right now. They give it to Messel, top of the key. Sokolowski asking for the ball on the inside, but they skip it. Now driving Connolly, her shot short. Offensive rebound to Sokolowski, and she's fouled. Sokolowski, six rebounds unofficially here in the first half to go with 4 points, and she'll go line and shoot two. As we mentioned, she's 76% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and good. A classic hits 98.9 FM tonight. We'll have more updates for you from the state wrestling tournament and around 9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere in that range. A complete wrap-up tonight with Doug Duda from Omaha. Second free throw is good for Sokolowski. And Sokolowski now with six in the game. The elite is back out to double digits. It's an 11-point lead. And across the timeline is Mackenzie Nielsen. She gives it left side for Murdoch. Murdoch, pass tip, coming up with a loose ball is Connolly. And then Connolly has it knocked it out of her hands, off of her foot, and out of bounds. So the Eagles pressuring the ball right back here, get the ball right back. Tossing it in for the Eagles, going to be Quinn. Quinn off the inbounds, gives it to Sad. He'll give it between the circles here for Mackenzie Nielsen. Right wing, they get it to Murdoch. Murdoch, pretty good pressure put on there by Mestel. Murdoch dribbles a little bit, but Mestel now part of a double team. Pass on the inside, great pass. Nielsen got the bucket and the foul. A nice entry pass into Mackenzie Nielsen. I'll tell you what, Jessica Murdoch made that happen. Murdoch, 7 points in the quarter. Now she has an assist to go with it, and Nielsen will try to finish and does finish the three-point play. 20-12 here. Kearney Catholic walks with it. Slid to a stop on the jump stop, and Connolly turns the ball over. Seven turnovers on Kearney Catholic. And Bailey Sokolowski is going to check in for the Stars. Paige Quinn inbounds, gets the ball to Jessica Murdoch. Murdoch dribbles with that left, drives to the lane, pulls up, jumper, goes around, no good. And the rebound to Sokolowski, Bailey Sokolowski. That one was two-thirds of the way down and then spit back out. Top of the key, Sokolowski thought about the three after she brought it up, but now they'll pass it over the head of James and out of bounds. She gave it to Squires, and Squires looking for James on the right side, and Kearney Catholic throws it away again. Unofficially, I have them with nine turnovers here in the ballgame. 5 minutes to go here, second quarter, 20-12. Stars led by 16 after one quarter, but since then it's been a 10-2 run here for Southern Valley to start the second quarter. Bowers will face a little pressure here by James. Bowers across the timeline. And we have a block whistled on James. And James, when she fell to the ground, I think hit her head a little bit, but she's okay. That'll be a block on James. And the inbounds here will go to Nielsen. Only four fouls against Kearney. Check that. That's five. Four against Southern Valley. Will spin move by Murdoch in the lane. She shut off Squires and a walk as they pass the ball back out for Nielsen. Five turnovers now on Southern Valley. Kearney Catholic needs to get a little savvier. Need to get a little bit of stop the bleeding a little bit because their once impressive lead has been cut almost in half. They led by 16. Well, it hasn't cut in half. They now lead by 8. A little pick and roll. This is Sokolowski. Sokolowski is fouled on the arm by Alyssa Brooks. And you got two shots coming up here by Bailey Sokolowski. Nice little pick and roll. And Sokolowski will have two shots here. She's a 61% free throw shooter, and she rattles this one home. Kearney Catholic right now is a team 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Hannah Houston's going to check in here for Kayla James for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw up and bounces around. No good. Up high for the rebound is Brooks here for Southern Valley. Quickly up ahead, she gets it to Murdoch. Murdoch bounces to the right side. Shot is blocked by Sokolowski. Pass up ahead now to Katie Sokolowski. Katie bounces past to Houston. Houston has her shot blocked by Maddie Sack. So we swap blocks. Pass up ahead. With it is Murdoch. Murdoch pulls up in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound to Sokolowski. Bounce past to Squires, and Squires can slow it down. Bailey Sokolowski snags the rebound. Gives it to Squires. Squires bounce pass. There on the baseline is Houston, and Houston hits the deuce. And Houston, 4 points in the game. And just like that, Kearney Catholic pushes their lead back out to 11. They lead it 23-12. Bowers on the left side gets the ball out here for Murdoch. Murdoch gets it down low for Brooks, who kicks it out. Top of the key. With it is Sad. Sad will hand the ball off here for Nielsen. And again, Kearney Catholic going man-to-man as they get the ball in the hands of Brooks. Now left wing for Nielsen. Motion pat on the inside. The pass is blocked. The shot is blocked by Katie Sokolowski, her second block of the game. And now here comes Kearney Catholic. They don't have numbers, but Sokolowski will fire a three back in the iron for Bailey, and no good. Rebound taken out there by Southern Valley. It's Murdoch who snags the bound, and she'll bring it across the timeline herself. Little hesitation dribble, gets the ball out to Brooks, and Brooks is fouled by Mestel. That'll be a couple of shots here after the second personal foul by Michaela Mestel. Just got the ball in the elbow, out to the elbow by Alyssa Brooks, and Brooks now will shoot two. And her first of two free throws on the way, and back of the iron rolling around and good. Nice shooter's touch there. by Brooks, who's a 62.5% free throw shooter on the season. Her second free throw on the way is good. And that lead is now single digits again. It's 23-14. Quickly in the offensive zone is Mess to kick it out. Here's the three by Sokolowski. No good. Rebounded by Katie. Katie Sokolowski to Bailey. Bailey on the baseline. Jumper no good. Bailey trying to track down a rebound and does. She'll enter it inside for a big sister. Turnaround jumper good for the all-star Katie Sokolowski. She missed the three, but then the rebound by a little sister, and she got the bucket. Pass ahead. Here is Nielsen for Southern Valley. After the May bucket, they run, and there's going to be a reach on Kearney Catholic, and I think it's on Katie Sokolowski. I haven't seen the indication. Yeah, the air point on Sokolowski. No, that's going to be on Squires. 43, not 45. A couple of shots coming up here for the Eagles. At the line is going to be Brooks. She's 2-for-2 in the game. And her free throw here is good. Actually, they say the foul was before the shot, so that was the front end of a 1-and-1. That doesn't really matter when you hit the front end of it. So 25-15, 10-point lead here for the Stars. They've led throughout. Free throw is up and rolls around, and it's good. Kearney Catholic led at the end of one quarter, 18-2. Now they lead it 25-16. Pass on the left side for Huseman. Huseman gets it to Messel on the baseline. Top of the circle. They get it back out to Sokolowski. To Squires. Squires back to Sokolowski. Sokolowski, high dribble. Yeah, she carried it. She carried it. And so that'll be the 10th turnover on Kearney Catholic here in the ballgame. Kayla James going to check in here for the Stars. Going to come in for Hannah Huseman. Star is going to go full court, man-to-man here. The inbounds goes to Bowers. Bowers with the dribble, splits the defense, and takes it all the way in the lane. Has her shot blocked by Bailey Sokolowski. Pass up ahead to Mestel. Can Mestel track it down? Yes, she does. She drives, scores. No. It hung on the rim. No good on the layup, and she'll head to the line. Great pass up ahead. Mestel just had enough speed to get ahead of a couple of white jerseys down there, and then she's hit on the arm as she tried the layup. Quinn whistled for the foul, and Mestel will shoot two. Mestel's free throw, back the iron, and no good. So the 5'6 freshman will have one more free throw coming up here. For Southern Valley, Jessica Murdoch checking back into the game for Mackenzie Nielsen. .205 to go here in the ballgame. In the first half, jeez. Don't want to end this one too soon, do we? The free throw's no good. Rebounded by Bowers, who has it now in the offensive zone. She'll kick it off on the right side for Quinn. Off of the screen, wide open is Brooks. Top of the key, and she hits it. Melissa Brooks with the three-pointer. That cuts the lead down to six. And Southern Valley very much back into the game. Driving the dish. Here's Mestel. Mestel in the lane. Little floater. Good. Michaela Mestel, after missing a couple of free throws, lays that one up in traffic. Pushes the lead back into eight, and James up high for the inbounds, but Murdoch's able to pull it down. She's a little taller. Rebound by Bowers, and Bowers double-dribbled with it. Kearney Catholic forced the turnover with the pressure. Minute 25 to go here before halftime, and an eight-point Kearney Catholic lead. So, inbounding the ball, they get it into Kayla James. James with the dribble. She's in a little trouble. She'll get the ball back out here for Sokolowski. She'll kick it left side for Rachel Owen, who checked in the stoppage. Get it to James now, top of the key. Right side for Sokolowski. Soak with a little spin move, kicks it back out. Squires wants it. Squires will drive. Little jump stop shot is good, and she's heading to the line. Beck Squires with 4 points in the game. She'll try to have a three-point play here and add to Kearney Catholic's lead. They had it cut down to six, and now they're up by 10 once again, leading at 29-19. Kearney Catholic only one loss on the season, and that was the second game of the year when they lost to Sandy Creek at Fairfield in a game where they just really didn't shoot the ball very well. Here's the free throw, up and good. Three-point play finished by Becky Squires. She's got five in the game. The Eagles, a couple of losses, as we mentioned, to one to St. Cecilia, which was a pretty lopsided affair. Matty Stad has it, gives it right wing for Jessica Murdoch. Murdoch spins up against James, gets a little space, her shot's no good, rebounded by Kayla James, and James with the dribble, looking up court. There's really no passing lane there, so she'll give it to Squires, and Squires walked with it. Just had a little trouble with her feet, her footing over there, and she turns the ball over. Center Valley, as we mentioned, 19-2. They lost at Superior by 3, and they also lost at St. Cecilia 75-37. So those are all the blemishes, the two very good basketball teams. Bowers has it, gets it right side for Nielsen. Nielsen picked up by Bailey Sokolowski. She's used up her dribble. She's in a little trouble. They get it to Desiree Hill. 10-20 seconds left. Hill with the dribble, and the ball loose, but picked up by Murdoch. Murdoch with the drive, and before she put up a shot, she was held, I believe, by James. And that will be on number 22, Kayla James. That'll be her second, and it will send a pretty good free throw shooter to the line. Jessica Murdoch, 7 points. She had the first 7 points of the second quarter, and she'll step to the line. Her free throw here, good. She wraps in the front end of the 1-1, so she'll have the bonus. About a two-thirds, about a 67% free throw shooter. Technically, she's 66.4, so she's right at two-thirds. Free throw rolls around and good. By hitting both of them, she probably is two-thirds on the season, and a steal by Southern Valley. The inbound stolen away by Maddie Sad. Sad kicks the ball back out, open for the jumper, right wing, jump no good. Rebound taken out there by Sokolowski. Sokolowski up ahead to Bailey at the buzzer, and it is no good. Southern Valley fought their way back into it. They trailed by 16 at the end of one quarter. We'll head to the locker room with Kearney Catholic leading Southern Valley 30-21. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Here are just a few of the red-hot deals waiting for you at Killian Motors of Kearney. Let's start off with a 2008 Buick Lucerne. It's burgundy, only 17,000 miles, just $18,900. That's real luxury at a real good price. If that doesn't trip your trigger, how about a 2002 or 2003 Buick Park Avenue, starting at an incredibly low price of $6,900. Find these hot deals and many more today and every day at Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You'll recognize this name, Eagle Crest. Forget it. Forget that name. It's now Chief Custom Homes, and Chief Custom Homes needs to close out the final two new Bonavilla homes on what used to be the Eagle Crest lot, and we mean closeout, at closeout prices. One home is 1,740 square feet. Take off $8,000. The other is 2,043 square feet. Take off $20,000. First come, first serve. Closing out the homes on what was Eagle Crest, now Chief Custom Homes. West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop. That's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months. AgWest will host two Outlook webinars on Tuesday, February the 2nd and Wednesday the 3rd. You can register for one of these webinars at goagwest.com or call us 866-WE-HEDGE. These webinars are February 2nd and 3rd, so register soon.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. For more than a decade, Drs. Conley and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Here are just a few of the red-hot deals waiting for you at Killian Motors of Kearney. Let's start off with a 2008 Buick Lucerne. It's burgundy, only 17,000 miles, just $18,900. That's real luxury at a real good price. If that doesn't trip your trigger, how about a 2002 or 2003 Buick Park Avenue, starting at an incredibly low price of $6,900. Find these hot deals and many more today and every day at Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You'll recognize this name, Eagle Crest. Forget it. Forget that name. It's now Chief Custom Homes, and Chief Custom Homes needs to close out the final two new Bonavilla homes on what used to be the Eagle Crest lot, and we mean closeout, at closeout prices. One home is 1,740 square feet. Take off $8,000. The other is 2,043 square feet. Take off $20,000. First come, first serve. Closing out the homes on what was Eagle Crest, now Chief Custom Homes, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis. Commodity markets have been volatile since USDA's January report. If you didn't make it to one of AgWest's Outlook 2010 presentations in recent weeks, here's one last chance to see what will drive grain markets in the coming months.
American women shut out Finland 6-0. They're on to the medal round.
Tuesday,
they'll face Sweden in the semifinals on Monday.
For one of these
it's
webinars
an NBA doubleheader on ESPN Radio.
Or call
the Cavs take on the Magic,
hedge.
Followed by the Celtics facing the Nuggets. Sunday at 12:15 Eastern on ESPN
soon.
Radio.
Sports Center every 20 minutes on ESPN Radio.
Brian Kenny.
This is the Brian Kenny Show on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
And it is presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save hundreds on your car, business, or recreational vehicle insurance from a local independent agent. Go to Progressive.com today. Now that's Progressive. Let me get to an email here. You can send an email, bk@espnradio.com. Like, here's Gary Murphy, who emails in, "This is just the first step, Brian. Get his message out where we can see his face." All right, that's true. If he never answers questions after this, then you're right. At this point, it's the first step. Let him take it. But Gary, he could get it all done with. It's going to be a bad day. Not going to be a fun day either way for him. I'm saying if I'm advising him, I would implore him to take questions. You coach him up. You got to be genuine. You got to take your beating. You really do need to coach him, and you need him to bite his tongue, be calm, be relaxed, all sorts of things. But you need to take questions. What he's doing tomorrow compounds the problem. It's not going to get better for him. I'm not saying he should be groveling and crying, and he should, no. I think at one point, I think he'd be fair to say, look, I'm not a criminal here. You know, I did some bad things to my wife. I didn't behave well. I'm disappointed. You know, all those things we know you're supposed to say, but say it and then say, I'll take some questions. I think the one thing they're getting right is to make it to a small group of reporters. That's the one thing they're doing right. Because I don't think you want to open it up to everybody. You know, A-Rod had his news conference and he had everybody out there. And it was, it was kind of a circus. And this would be much worse. Here's Doug from South Jersey. BK, Tiger should follow Michael Vick's lead when he signed with the Eagles this season. He sat there and answered every question no matter what was asked. Right, Doug. Exactly right. If Michael Vick can sit there and talk about, I just got out of prison, and talk about whatever, and not say, all right, no questions on this, no questions. No. Take the questions. What are you going to do to me? Just got out of the joint. Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, this is not like some sponsored element. Hey, let's do PTI on the radio and stuff. I just like their take on it. I love Tony's radio show. I think he's
bear with us, but what's happened in our absence is we're back from halftime, and Kearney Catholic's given up four straight points. Our score right now, 30-25, and a hold against Southern Valley on the rebound. And you can kind of hear behind us, they're not happy with the call. But right now, Kearney Catholic, who has led throughout the game, does have a 30-25 lead with 5:42 to go here in the ball game. The foul on Alyssa Brooks,
is her third, and off the inbound, a jump ball going to be called as Maddie Sad is able to tie up things with Becky Squires on the inbounds. Trying to get all caught up. We apologize for our technical difficulties, but we assure you we'll continue to be on the air until the end of the game. Amy Bowers brings in the offensive zone. She walked with it. And that'll be now unofficially six turnovers on Southern Valley. Kearney Catholic has turned the ball over seven times. They have yet to score here in the third quarter, and they now have a five-point lead. They led after one quarter, 18-2. Things have gotten to be a little bit closer here as the game has gone. Kayla James has the dribble, picks it up, gives it up on the right side for Lindsay Connolly. Connolly to Sokolowski. Squires, left side, quick pass, and then stolen away by Alyssa Bowers, by Alyssa Brooks, rather. Pass then knocked loose, and finally coming up with it is going to be Southern Valley. On the dribble is Murdoch, and Murdoch is fouled as she's driving in. So 5:03 to go here, third quarter. Kearney Catholic, as we mentioned, had a 16-point lead after 8 minutes of play, but after that, Southern Valley has had the best of it. They lead it 30-25. And it is possible that the third-ranked team in the state could have their season ended here today. They cannot be assured of getting a wild card. Pass on the inbounds. It's to Sad. Her three is no good. Rebound to Sokolowski. And right now, Kearney Catholic, they need a bucket here. They haven't scored in the second half. 3 minutes have gone by. Left side, three-pointer up, no good for Houston. And the rebound is out, passed up ahead. And the shot is blocked out of bounds by a hustling Squires. They got the ball up ahead to Paige Quinn, and Quinn has her shot blocked out of bounds by Squires. Kearney Catholic needs to have something good happening here. It's going to be Quinn that inbounds it, and she'll just toss the ball into Murdoch. Murdoch between the circles to Bowers. Bowers has the dribble, and will kick it off on the left wing to Murdoch, and the shot is blocked as Brooks at it, and Houston's going to whistle for the foul, and she has a look of, I got the basketball, but I didn't get the arm. And the official doesn't necessarily agree. And Alyssa Brooks, who is a perfect 4-for-4 from the line, is going to shoot two free throws here. And if she does, this will make it a one-possession game for the first time since, well, there was about one possession in the game. Brooks hits the free throw. That makes it now 30-26 with 4:32 to go. And again, the crowd here predominantly in purple. About three times as many fans from Southern Valley than from Kearney Catholic. Free throws up and good. And not only are they here in numbers, they are here in voice. Messel in the offensive zone gets it to Houston. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound by Messel. Messel snags the bound, and she'll kick it out. Here's Squires. Her three is no good. Rebound to Houston. She drives the lane and then lost the ball through traffic. And right now, Southern Valley's feeling it. I mean, they're loud. They're energetic. They're playing good basketball. And Kearney Catholic, flat in the stands and on the court, with the dribble, is going to be Bowers. Bowers kicks it off right side for Quinn. Quinn gives it back out to Bowers, top of the key, midway through the third quarter. They get it at the elbow. Brooks drives, dishes. There's Bowers for three. Bounces, no good. Rebound to Bailey Sokolowski, who will get the ball to Michaela Mestel. So a couple of the youngins ending the possession here for Kearney Catholic. They get it to Squires in the lane. Bounce pass to Sokolowski. Back to Squires. Squires to Mestel. Mestel will fire three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Sokolowski, and she's fouled. Keeping the ball alive was Bailey, and rebounding it was Katie. Couple of shots coming up here for the senior, and these, if any of them go in, will be the first points for Kearney Catholic in the second half. And we are no longer stuck on 30. So Kowalski now with 9 points in the game. It's 31-27. Second free throw, up and good. Maybe that takes the lid off the basket. That's the first time they had a ball go through that end of the hoop, that end of the court. Left side, Quinn, kicks it back out. Driving top of the key is Brooks. She gets it on the baseline for Sad. Sad, her shot hits the side of the glass. Squires comes up with it. They're going to tie up the ball. Possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. And a quick timeout here for Mike Lanham and Southern Valley. Southern Valley calls timeout. They lead. They trail it 32-27 with 3:21 to go. Now, again, we've been having some technical difficulties, for which we apologize. I'm going to find out if there's anybody running the board right now. If there's someone there, we'll take a timeout. If not, I'll be right back. As promised, I'm right back. 3:21 to go here in the third. Certainly want to thank all of our sponsors that help us bring you coverage of Kearney Catholic basketball. And we're efforting getting somebody in there that actually take care of things for us on the board. So bear with us as we work through this. But, hey, we're on the air, and we got a pretty darn good basketball game here between Minden and Kearney Catholic. The whip at Minden. I see the purple, and I go nuts here. Southern Valley and Kearney Catholic. Again, Southern Valley rated only ninth in the Omaha World Herald, and Kearney Catholic third. But right now, the team that's playing better is Southern Valley. Kearney Catholic got a nice early lead, and right now they're just kind of holding on to that for dear life. They are maybe playing a little bit timid here. With the basketball, going to be Kearney Catholic. They get it out left side, three-pointer for Sokolowski. It's no good, and a foul on Sokolowski, Bailey Sokolowski, on the rebound. So Paige Quinn here is going to inbound the basketball. She'll get it to Bowers. And the pass up ahead here to Paige Quinn. Quinn with the dribble is Kearney Catholic right now. Is going to pick things up man-to-man, top of the circle for Brooks. Brooks dumps it up on the left side and then circles through, gets the ball back, extra pass on the inside. There's nobody there but green jerseys, and that'll be a Southern Valley turnover. Kearney Catholic gets it ahead to Sokolowski. Bounce pass right side for Mestel. Bailey gets the pass from her big sister on the inside, and she's fouled. Nice pass from Katie Sokolowski to Bailey, and Bailey will go line, and she will shoot two. So Sokolowski will shoot two here and try to add to a five-point Kearney Catholic lead, and she does. Sokolowski's second free throw is on the way, bounces around, hangs on the rim, is no good, and up high for the rebound for Southern Valley is Maddie Sad. And Sad will get up ahead to Bowers, and Bowers double dribbled with it. Yep. Actually, she walked with it. She kind of slid to a stop. And a couple of the players complaining about it, but Mike Lanham is not. And Sokolowski will inbound it in the middle of the Southern Valley bench. Sarah Lee's checking in here for Squires. So it's Lee's, Sokolowski, Huseman. Actually, both Sokolowskis are out there right now. Lease will get it off right side. Katie gets it right side for Mestel. Mestel for a long jumper. No good. Offensive rebound and then ripped out of her hands by Sokolowski. Had it and had it knocked away by Maddie Sad. I'm not sure if she even had control of the ball, so we'll call that a team rebound here for Kearney Catholic. Mestel will inbound it, and they get it in for a three-pointer for Sokolowski. Her three no good for Katie, and the ball goes out of bounds. Wasn't the best look at the basket that Katie Sokolowski's had here in the game, I assure you. Six-point Kearney Catholic lead, 33-27, 2:10 to go here in the third. With the dribble is Amy Bowers. Bowers takes it to the right side. Kicks it out top of the circle. That's Desiree Hill. Hill gets it off left wing. Murdoch. And Murdoch driving in is fouled before the shot, I'm sure. Five fouls now on Kearney Catholic. Three have been whistled on Southern Valley. And Mackenzie Nielsen going to check in here for the Eagles. Checking in, Rachel Owen for the second time tonight. Inbounds, knocked right back away, so the Eagles will inbound it underneath the basket yet again here. Top of the circle with the basketball here is going to be Desiree Hill. Hill gives it off left wing, driving here
is going to be Nielsen. Her shot hangs on the rim. It's no good. And the rebound taken out by Lease. And Lease then is fouled. Sarah Lease, nice rebound there as Kearney Catholic holding on to dear life to the basketball and a six-point lead. The foul whistled on Maddie Sad is her third. A little bit of foul trouble issues here for Southern Valley. Sad has three, Brooks has three. Lease has it. She'll fire a long deuce, foot on the line, back the iron, no good. Messel gets the rebound, kicks it out to Lease, and the rebound tipped around, pulled out of there by Desiree Hill. Hill gets it out left side, driving shot up, good, and the foul! Jessica Murdoch faked the pass on the inside, laid it up and in. That is a big-time play. Murdoch, the 5'8 senior, that is a pretty, pretty basketball play. Free throw up and good for Murdoch. She's got 14 in the game, and it's 33-30, minute 23 to go here. Owen kicks it back around to Messel. Top of the circle. They get it out here for Squires. Back to Messel. To Squires, right side. The Lease, entry pass. Sokolowski lucky to come up with it. Gives it to Squires, who kicks it back out. Here's Sokolowski, top of the key. Thought about the three. She's going to reset the offense. Messel has it. Back WNBA three for Sokolowski, and she hits it. Sokolowski hits the three-pointer with 55.9 seconds to go. So, quick 30-second timeout here for the Stars. We'll try to take it with them. We'll see if there's anyone running the board. If there is, we'll have a commercial. If not, I'll be right back. Well, there's my answer. 55.9 to go here in the third quarter. And a six-point Kearney Catholic lead.
You deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We've got visibility now at about 10 feet.
10 feet if we're lucky. You got to slow down, because I can't see anything in front of us.
Man, I can't afford to slow down too much. Sergeant's saying that up to 40 cars and trucks could be stranded up there. Man, we've got to get to those people.
Ever imagine anything like this is going to happen when you join the Guard?
You mean driving blind down a highway in the storm of a century?
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio.
We're just as prepared and committed to do battle with nature here at home in our communities as they are against the enemies of our nation. These are your neighbors, men and women who work or go to college, have families, hobbies, live life to the fullest. They train part-time, close to home, and they are always ready.
Slow down, slow down. There's definitely a car on the side of the road up there.
Rescuing people. Now, that's what I imagine when I join.
Do you have what it takes to head into the heart of the storm? Check out NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nebraska National Guard, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome?
And again, we apologize for our continuing difficulties. It is... basketball in the possession of the Eagles. They put up a long jumper, no good. Rebound, it comes out to Michaela Messel. Messel will kick the ball out top of the circle here for Becky Squires. Now left side, they got it to Connolly. Connolly had her shot blocked and out of bounds. Fighting for it was Kayla James. But the battle is won by the Eagles as it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney Catholic. Again, we apologize for the technical difficulties and with the importance of this game. We will not leave you throughout the course of the game. We will not miss the end of this game, I do assure you. Quinn has it. Gives it off on the left elbow, getting out to Desiree Hill. Pass through the lane. Last to touch it as it goes out of bounds with somebody with a white jersey. So it will be Kearney Catholic basketball with 6 minutes to go. A 43-34 lead here for Kearney Catholic. And they have led throughout, but again, you just get the feeling that Southern Valley is just going to hang around, and this one's going to come down to the wire. That's why we assure you our technical difficulties will not keep us from completing this basketball game for you. Left side, Becky Squires has it. Skip pass, and it's a dangerous one, and it's intercepted by Murdoch. Murdoch forces the Kearney Catholic turnover. And now in the offensive zone is going to be Bowers. Bowers gives it left side. Murdoch's going to drive. She spins. A lot of body contact there. And it's off the hands of one of her teammates and out of bounds. Off the hands of Maddie Sad. And that'll be a turnover on Southern Valley. 5:33 to go here. Fourth quarter, a 43-34 lead for Kearney Catholic. With the dribble, James. James gave it away, got it back. She's open for three. They'll give it off to Sokolowski. She'll fire the three. It's no good. And both Sokolowskis fell down, so a fast break opportunity. Broken up by Kearney Catholic. Nestle flying down court. For a while, it looked like a two-on-none, and Nestle stepped between the two Eagles and knocked the ball out of bounds. That was the best. The Stars were going to get out of that deal. 5:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Inbounded for the Eagles. They work it around the perimeter. Murdoch has the ball knocked loose by James. Murdoch's able to pick it up, has her dribble. Now she's used it up. She'll get it to Bowers. Bowers enters it at the free throw line for Sad. Her 15-foot jumper is bouncing around, no good. And Sokolowski pulls down the rebound. Now, with our problems, I haven't probably marked down all the rebounds, but I have 10 unofficially for Katie Sokolowski here in the ballgame. Bailey Sokolowski has it left wing as the Eagles right now in a zone. They give it to Sokolowski and a quick timeout here for Rick Petrie. Coach Petrie calls a 30-second timeout with 4 minutes and 37 seconds to go. And as we said, with our technical difficulties, we're going to keep it right here. I haven't exactly figured out how we're going to end this thing or how we're going to get our sponsors paid. But certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors to help us bring you coverage of high school basketball right here on Classic Hits on ESPN 1560. I'm frazzled right now. The pace of the game here for Southern Valley and Kearney Catholic is tremendous. And obviously with our other problems, I'm happy to tell you that we'll stay on the air, but a little flustered right now. Hope you bear with us as we try to work our way through this one. Once again, it is a 43-34 lead. Entry pass down low for Squires. Squires lays it up and in. Just a nice little post-up play on the inbounds for Becky Squires, and that is a huge bucket as it pushes that lead back out to 11. It's double digits with 4:20 to go here. On the left wing, Bowers has it. Gets it in the turnaround jumper. There's a foul in there somewhere as she spun in the middle of three green jerseys. And Murdoch got the ball, went aggressively to the rack, and she was hit on the arm by Katie Sokolowski. As I said, there were two other players there. They might have been able to give them to them as well. Murdoch heads to the line where she's perfect in the game as she hits the free throw here. She's now 4-for-4 from the line. And she makes it 45-35 with 4:17 to go. Second free throw is on the way and good. Nesta will get the inbounds. And a little bit of token defense here by the Eagles. They'll pick it up at half court. They give it to James on the left side. James will dribble. Gives it left side. Driving to Sokolowski. Now she's going to back out. She's behind the arc. And Kearney Catholic right now probably going to milk the clock a little bit. I think I would if I was up by 9 with less than 4 minutes to go. Nestle with the dribble. takes it down low. 5 second count's going on. Gets it to Bailey Sokolowski. Sokolowski has the ball stripped away by Maddie Sad, and Sad will give it out to Bowers. So Kearney Catholic, bad time for a turnover. There's really no good time, but that one was especially bad. And Bowers has the dribble up against Mestel. She takes it all the way down the baseline, and the ball is knocked loose. Last touch by the Eagles. It was deflected by Bailey Sokolowski, and then Bowers just couldn't help herself. She reached for the ball off of her fingertips and out of bounds. So the Stars defense forces the turnover here, and they'll have possession of it after they've been able to successfully work 30 seconds off the clock with nobody scoring. Kearney Catholic will take it. They scored enough if they can keep Southern Valley from scoring, huh? With the dribble is going to be Sokolowski. She'll give it between the circles to Mestel. Mestel back to Sokolowski on the baseline. Back out to Squires. Open from 15 feet as Mestel, and she hits it. Great ball movement by Kearney Catholic. And the freshman, Michaela Mestel, makes it an 11-point lead with 3:11 to go here in the ball game. Bowers picked up man-to-man by Mestel. They're trying to look for a little double team over there. They can't do it, so they'll get it to Murdoch. Murdoch will fly in 15 feet, jumper no good. Rebound by James, but James turned it over. She fell as she was tripped. So it will be in the possession of the Eagles, and they'll inbound it. They get the ball into Murdoch. And Murdoch's going to drive and fouled on her way to the rack. Well, it's before she was shooting, but that is 1-1 time. So at the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 will be Jessica Murdoch. And the front end is on the way and good. Murdoch continues to be perfect from the free throw line. She has been the only Eagle to score here in the third quarter. She scored the first seven of the third quarter, rather, and the only one to score here in the fourth. She misses the free throw here, and we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Squires. And so to the free throw line for 1-1 will be Alyssa Brooks. So 2:50 to go here. Kearney Catholic has given up a couple of the free throws. The fans line is upset that Katie Sokolowski having a quiet conversation with the official about the call. Brooks will step to the line. She will have a 1-1, and the ball is stuck. That's a jump ball, and they're going to have to find somebody to unstick it. Possession arrow is pointing to Southern Valley. One of the rowdies for Southern Valley is dressed like a blind man with a cane, and he's offering his cane. Maybe it's a shillelagh, I'm not real sure. Long wooden stick, and the coach is not about using it, but they found another basketball, and they're going to free it up. 2:50 to go here. Possession arrow pointing to Southern Valley, and they will inbound it after the ball was stuck on the free throw attempt by Alyssa Brooks. Stars need to play the defense here. They found the ball into the hands of Brooks, and it's stolen away. Stolen away by Connolly, and she'll get it over to Squires. And Squires will play the point. She brings it into the offensive zone as the Eagles work it around. They give it up on the right side to Sokolowski. They get it out to Bailey now, and Bailey will dribble. She's in trouble. Probably need a timeout, and they get it. Timeout here, Kearney Catholic. That is the first timeout I have, and again, with our technical problems, I may have missed one, but a quick timeout here for Kearney Catholic. That'll be their first timeout of the game. So they've got plenty of timeouts left, and right now, that was their third timeout. Gives you an idea how much I missed. So they have two timeouts left. It's nice to have the hub guys around. They keep track of things for you. 47-37. Kearney Catholic with a 10-point lead here. 2:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the game reset looks like this. 10-point lead for the Stars. They've committed 9 fouls compared to 5 for Southern Valley. So Southern Valley still has a foul or 2 to give here. The possession arrow will be pointing to Kearney Catholic as both teams with 2 timeouts left here in the fourth quarter. So Kearney Catholic, who led in the early stages of the game 18-2, now has a 10-point lead, and it's been cut down to 3 points a couple of times here by Southern Valley, but every time they cut it down to that one possession, Kearney Catholic's been able to answer the bell. And we'll see what they can do here. Rachel Owen in there with Michaela Messel. Lindsay Connolly's going to inbound it. Squires and Katie Sokolowski out there for the Stars. So you have four seniors, and the inbound pass is tipped and stolen away. Murdoch comes up with it, gives it left side for Quinn. Quinn's layup, no good. Rebounded by Connolly. Connolly, a huge rebound, dribbles through traffic in the offensive zone, gives it to Sokolowski. Sokolowski has her dribble, backs up a little bit, resets the five-second clock, and will get the ball to Squires. Squires with the dribble, now right wing, they get it for Connolly, who gives it to Sokolowski on that right side, less than 2 minutes to go. 10-point Kearney Catholic lead, and they're just going to milk the clock. They're going to milk the clock, and why not? They still have to commit another foul here before they even send anybody to the line. So they commit the foul here. That's now 16 fouls on Southern Valley. And Coach Mike Lanham points out, you know, not happy that that much time went off before the foul was committed, I don't think. Checking in is going to be Bailey Sokolowski. She's going to come in for Lindsay Connolly. Sokolowski will inbound it for Squires. Long pass to Rachel Owen. Owen backs up, will get it to Katie Sokolowski. Katie dribbles to her right, now to her left. No count going on for her. She uses up her dribble and will give it to Squires. Squires bounce pass now to Sokolowski. Minute and a half to go. 10-point Star lead. I don't understand why Southern Valley isn't committing a foul. They need to extend the game. They kick the ball back out here for Becky Squires. And now to Sokolowski. Minute 20 to go. Star is not even looking to score, and why would you? Sokolowski dribbling and finally reaching up there committing the foul is Amy Bauer. That'll be her first. The Kearney Catholics worked off about a minute off the clock here. And to the line for a 1-and-1 is going to be Katie Sokolowski. And for the Stars, that's who they want to send to the line. She's hit her last 7 free throws. Her free throw at the front end is up and good. The senior with 6 now in the quarter. She's got 19 in her game, in the game, so she's getting awfully close to her 21 points average. 21 points per game average. Free throw is on the way. Back the iron, no good. Her sister's trying to keep it alive. She tips it, but Brooks comes up with it here for Southern Valley. In the offensive zone, they'll dump it back out for Quinn. She'll fire the three, and it goes over the top of the glass off the bounds. And Southern Valley will lose possession of the basketball here. That'll be out of bounds on the Eagles. And checking in here for Kearney Catholic going to be Mackenzie Marshall. The senior Mackenzie Marshall steps out there with a minute 4 to go, and Kearney Catholic leading at 48-37. Inbounding to Michaela Messel. Messel gets it out to Becky Squires, and it will be Squires that will shoot the free throws. Be a 1-and-1 coming up here for Squires. It'd be an awfully strange ending here. Somehow Kearney Catholic wasn't able to hold on. If they do win, it doesn't matter who wins this half of the district. Whoever wins this sub-district, take on the winner of the sub-district being played tonight in Alliance between Hershey and Shadron. The free throw rolls around, no good for Squires, and then a foul on Kearney Catholic. What the Stars absolutely did not want to have happen has now happened. It shuts off the clock, and an opportunity for Southern Valley to score twice without taking any time off the clock. Alyssa Brooks will go line and will shoot two after the foul on Bailey Sokolowski. So Brooks, the first of 2 free throws with exactly 1 minute to go, is up and no good. So after hitting 6 in a row, Brooks has missed 2 in a row. And in for the Eagles is going to be Emily Carlson, first time tonight. She's either the designated 3 shooter or the designated fouler, and maybe a little bit of both. Free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Squires. Squires gives it to Sokolowski. They don't want to foul Sokolowski. They get it to Messel. Messel brings in the offensive zone, and they call a foul here on Amy Bowers. Bowers needed to pick up the quick foul, and she now has 2 in the game with 52 seconds to go. And this will be the final 1-and-1 here for Kearney Catholic. Messel will go line as a freshman, trying to protect the lead in the final minute of the sub-district finals. Her free throw is up and good. Any questions on why she started? 49-37. 12-point lead here for Kearney Catholic. And they will advance most assuredly on to the district final. Free throw is up and no good. Quick timeout here for Southern Valley. Mike Lana calls the timeout. 50-37. The Eagles down by 13. Call timeout with 30 seconds to go. They call a quick 30-second timeout. If there's somebody running the board, we'll take a break. If not, I'll be right back. And again, we appreciate you folks bearing with us with our technical difficulties. We apologize for all the problems we've been having. Certainly want to say thanks to the folks at, and I know I'm going to miss some of our sponsors, and for that I'm going to apologize, but I do want to say thanks to folks at Ravenna Sanitation and New Tech Seed and Mitro Sports and Builders and all of our sponsors throughout the course of the year. Certainly want to say thank you to them for all of our coverage of high school basketball. And unfortunately, with our technical difficulties, we are not able to play the commercials as we usually do. But, hey, we're on the air. And certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors for helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball. Southern Valley inbounds it. They kick it in the corner very quickly. Jumper's no good for Murdoch. And the rebound is pulled out there by Connolly. That's Ellie Connolly, checked in for only the second time tonight. And after the offensive rebound, she now will head to the line. She will shoot two. So the Stars with a nice win here, and Southern Valley in unfamiliar position. That's trailing on the scoreboard. Anna Howell going to check in here for Kearney Catholic. In for Southern Valley is Ashley Sullivan. And a chance for Southern Valley head coach Mike Lanham to put in some girls that don't see a lot of action, give them a little flavor. And both coaches right now doing a good opportunity, subbing one at a time, so the seniors for both teams can be recognized, especially on the Southern Valley side. At the free throw line, going to be Connolly. She's going to shoot free throw. It is up and good. And checking in here for the Stars is going to be Mackenzie Marshall. So Ellie Connolly hits the free throw, makes it 51-37 with 36 seconds to go. And quickly, the Eagles have in the offensive zone. Murdoch drives the lane. She falls down, gets it back. There's a lot of fight in that young lady. Scrapping for the ball. She can't come up with it. It is in the hands of Sarah Lease. And Lease will get it to Bailey Sokolowski, who brings it in the offensive zone. And she gets it to Anna Howell. Howell picked up defensively there by Allison Cool. And they just play a little catch here. 10 seconds left. Dribble. Gets the ball in the hands of Connolly. Connolly has her pocket picked. Gets it back, and she's going to kick it back out to Lease, who will give it to Sokolowski, and Sokolowski holds it, and it is now a final. Kearney Catholic one win away from the girls' state basketball tournament, and Southern Valley loses by 14. They have to hope for the wild card, and they are third in wild card points coming into tonight's game, and they need to get one of those two wild cards, and certainly we hope that they can make it to Lincoln as well, because right now, potentially their season has ended at 19-3. That's a pretty darn good record if they're not able to make it. But a couple of those other districts out east have some ranked teams in it, teams with very high wild card points in the same district. So obviously not everybody's going to win that district. So Southern Valley kind of has to hope things go exactly right, even though they are the third in the state in terms of wild card points. So once again, our final, it's Kearney Catholic with a 51-37 win over Southern Valley. And normally at this point, we take a quick break and I do the mathematics, but right now we're having trouble, as we mentioned, with our equipment, so we're not able to do that. So bear with me as I talk slowly and do my mathematics here in my head. And let's see, 9 points. Okay, we got Southern Valley's all totaled up, I think. And here for Kearney Catholic, we'll go through their numbers as well as I finish totaling all this stuff up. He likes whistling. Will that be a good way to fill time? I'm not real sure, but we'll certainly try that. 10, 13, 15, 18, 19 points. All right, let's see if the math works out here. And fortunately, Rick Pete able to join us here very quickly as Nice win here tonight for Kearney Catholic, as obviously they didn't really want to plan on any kind of wild card or anything like that. So this a lot at risk here tonight, Coach, and a couple of times. Yeah, heart rate had to be going up. You had to feel pretty good leading it early, 18-2. But, Coach, after that, certainly Southern Valley showed some grit and determination.
Absolutely. You know, you have to give them a lot of credit. They could have folded and you know, gone away and let us just take care of the game. But they battled back and fought back that second quarter and got back in the game. And, you know, they made it a ball game. And, you know, I think ultimately our defense last part of the third quarter and then the fourth quarter really kind of carried us.
And that defense obviously saves the day, but let's start kind of chronologically here. Your offense looked very good. You hit three out of your first four three-pointers. It took a minute or so to get the offense going, but, boy, that offense was rolling pretty good in that first quarter.
Yeah, you know, and we shot the ball very well early, and especially in the first quarter. And in the third quarter, we came out and we really struggled, but we were getting good shots, you know, and we just told the girls to be patient, just keep shooting those shots because they were open looks. And they just weren't going down. But, you know, fortunately, Katie hit a big three there, and then Becky got inside, and, you know, we're able to get some things accomplished.
There was a couple of times, you know, Southern Valley had a nice spurt to start the third quarter. They cut it down to about a six-point game, and then you guys were able to push it back out to 11. How important was it for your team to kind of answer back and not really get in that position where you're behind and then playing a little bit tight? Because I think they play tight.
Absolutely, and that's something that's easier for us to play with the lead, and you know, sometimes it just doesn't, you know, but we've battled back from behind this year too, so our girls, got to give them a lot of credit. They really battled, and they did some nice things second half to keep the lead, and again, I thought our defense was the key.
Let's talk a little bit about Katie. She finished with 19 points, right at her average, and it was really very balanced. It wasn't like there was that stretch where just bang, she took control of the game, but always kind of there when you needed a contribution. It seemed that somehow Katie Sokolowski found a way to make that contribution.
Yeah, you know, I would like to see her get inside a little more, but she hit a couple big threes the second half, and, you know, that's something that we needed, and, you know, she does whatever we need her to do. I mean, she'll guard a post, she'll guard a wing, you know, she'll guard a guard at times. She'll do, you know, basically whatever we need her to do, and, you know, she was outstanding again, and I thought, you know, Becky played very solid as well, and, you know, when you got those two big girls, it presents the matchup problems. And, you know, Michaela Messel, I thought, really did a nice job today. She was real calm, and she made some good decisions, made some shots, and it was really nice to see.
I kind of mentioned in the fourth quarter, you know, when she stepped up there final minute trying to hold on to the game as a freshman. She hit both free throws in that fourth quarter, something you need from somebody that handles the ball as well as Michaela does.
Exactly. You know, and she's really worked hard on her shot the last three or four weeks, and I'm really happy with what she's doing, and it looks just a heck of a lot better, and she's, you know, she keeps working back from the knee injury, and she's gaining confidence all the time, and it's just nice to see. She's doing a great
job. Looking ahead, I don't have a report from Hershey or Shadron. If Shadron wins, I would assume Ovala.
Probably.
If Hershey wins, any thoughts on what that might be as athletic director?
You know, I don't know. What's
be a little closer.
You know, I know it's close to Ogallala.
Here in North Platte would be my guess. I would think probably be here in North Platte.
North Platte, and maybe Cozad. I don't know.
Yeah, Cozad could work.
You know, Holdridge. There's some options there.
Yeah, right now.
We'll have to see. We'll talk about that in the morning with whoever won.
Yeah, and so you're not worried about that. 14-point win. You know, a lot of people are going to read. They're going to look at the score, and they're going to think, oh, Kearney Catholic had a pretty easy go of it.
Not really.
No.
Not really at all. You know, Jessica Murdoch, she's a great player for Southern Valley, and I thought she, after that first quarter, she was going to do whatever she could to carry her team, and I thought she did a really nice job.
Well, what was impressive to me about her is she scored the first 7 points for her team in the second quarter, and she scored the first 5 points for her team in the third quarter, and then contributed another five. You know, I mean, she was really trying to spark her team and did a nice job of it.
Yeah, she did. Absolutely.
And, again, for Kearney Catholic, a big win. Obviously, you try to learn from all your games. What are you going to kind of talk with your team about here after this one?
Well, I thought the second half we did a lot better job taking care of the basketball. You know, and that's a big key. Yeah, we turned it over a couple times, maybe on some passes that weren't real smart. But, you know, that's a key. And I thought defensively we continued to play pretty good defense. And, again, that's a big key this time of year.
All right. I appreciate it, Coach. Best
Thanks
of luck
for coming
you.
Out, Randy. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And it was an exciting game, maybe more exciting than you wanted it to be.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right. Thanks, that's Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic, who win it 51-37. We'll remind you that you're listening to the MISCO Sports Post Game Show. MISCO Sports reminds you that they still have Columbia coats half off. They have a great selection of shoes. Those are also on sale. And also, don't forget, Little Kids Wrestling. They've got the headgear, the knee pads, shoes, singlets, all that you need at downtown on the bricks at MISCO Sports. See them before the games begin. And, again, with our technical difficulties, usually I take a commercial break here. But right now we'll just go into the scoring a little bit. Kearney Catholic led tonight by Katie Sokolowski. I had Sokolowski with 19 points in the game to go with 10 rebounds, so she did have the double-double. The only other player for Kearney Catholic at double figures tonight was Michaela Mestel. Mestel with 11 in the game, including 4 points in that fourth quarter, as Southern Valley was trying to come back in this one, as Kearney Catholic led by only 6 to start the fourth quarter, and then Mestel 4 big points in the quarter. And again, Sokolowski, a couple of big threes. She hit 3 three-pointers in the game. All of Sokolowski's shots from the field, not shots, but buckets from the field, their field goals in the second half came from behind the arc. So Sokolowski with a couple of three-pointers and then the free throws in the third and fourth quarter, as she led her team with 19 points. 11 for Mestel, 2 for Lindsay Connolly, 4 for Hannah Huseman, all those in the first half. Bailey Sokolowski with a couple of points, 1 for Ellie Connolly, 9 points for Becky Squires, and 3 points for Sarah Lease. Lease, part of that hot shooting first quarter, as she hit 1 of the 3 three-pointers that the Stars hit in the first 8 minutes of the game. Leading the way for Southern Valley, their leading scorer on the season, right at her season average, Jessica Murdoch. She finished with 19 points on the game. Alyssa Brooks, solid performance. She finished with 9 points. 7 of those, though, came in the first half. She finished with 9. After that, 4 points for Maddie Sapp, 2 points for Amy Bowers, and 2 points off the bench for Mackenzie Nielsen. Check that, 3 points off the bench for Mackenzie Nielsen, as she had a 3-point play. Kearney Catholic was able to outscore Southern Valley in the first and fourth quarters. They outscored them 18-2 in the first quarter and then 13-5 in the fourth. So that's a pretty good defensive effort in that fourth quarter when the game was on the line. So they played outstanding defense the first quarter, outstanding offense the first quarter, very good defense in the fourth quarter, and then it was relatively close in the middle. In any event, Southern Valley, who trailed by 16 early, cut it down to 3 a couple of different times, but Kearney Catholic holds on in this one by a final of 51-37, and again next week they will be in action. We'll find out where, because they'll take on the winner out in Alliance between Shadron and also Hershey. To a certain extent, I don't think Kearney Catholic cares who they play, but probably rooting for Hershey a little bit, because that would make for a shorter drive in the district finals next week. So let's check you a little bit and see what we got going on the next few nights. Tomorrow night we'll be in Lincoln right here on ESPN 1460 as the Bearcats travel to the capital city to take on Lincoln High. We will have that game for you tomorrow right here. Around 7:20 will be pregame, and we'll tip things off at 7:30 at Lincoln High. Then we've got an NBA doubleheader on Saturday. No, that'll be on Sunday. We'll be our doubleheader, and then we'll have college basketball Monday. Then Tuesday, we'll have the A4 district semifinal. Only 4 teams in the district, so it's first round or semifinal, however you want to say it. But that'll be played out in Hastings. Kearney High will be taking on Omaha North, and then we will have the A4 district finals at Hastings as well. If Kearney is able to win their first round game, which they would be a prohibitive favorite against Omaha North, if they do, they will take on either Papillion La Vista South or Lincoln Northeast. Again, as long as the Lady Bearcats are playing, we'll have their games for you throughout the districts right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, our final score, it was Kearney Catholic 51-37 over Southern Valley. I want to thank you for bearing with us with our technical difficulties, and I'm going to do my best to send it back to the studios. Once again, a 14-point win for the Stars, 51-37. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks so much for listening, and we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors, even though we couldn't really play their commercials in the second half. Certainly want to say thank you to them for allowing us to bring you coverage of high school basketball right here on ESPN. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.